It looks like spring is on the way here in Wisconsin, but the state's weather isn't the only thing that's heating up.
With nicer weather comes spring and summer concerts to look forward to, which started up last weekend when the boss Bruce Springsteen visited Milwaukee.
And we still have concerts from artists like Chicago, Adam Lambert, and Raina to look forward to. So with the changing weather and shows, we're talking about great songs to celebrate spring.
Joining us now is Piet Levy, music writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Happy spring. Yeah.
Well, to you, too. Yeah. Well, you're excited. Well, that's great. But what are you excited about? Give us a couple more artists that are coming to Wisconsin, maybe the Milwaukee area, in the coming months.
Yeah, sure. Well, coming up pretty soon, we've got The Who. They're playing March 21st at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. It's actually a really big month at the Bradley Center. There was The Boss, and that show was crazy. He did like 3.5 hours. It was an awesome, awesome show. And The Who's playing, and then at the end of the month, there's Chicago Earth, Wind & Fire are sharing a bill.
Wow.
I'm pretty pumped about The Who. You know, they've got so many, you know, classic rock songs, and they're actually supposed to play in October, but they had to postpone their whole tour because Roger Daltrey had viral meningitis. So now he's in good shape. He'll be able to do that kind of, you know, yeah, scream for it won't get fooled again. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
And to remind people about The Who, here's a little bit of The Seeker.
And Piet, so you put together sort of a thematic springtime inspirational music based on bands coming to Wisconsin, The Who coming, as you said. So why The Seeker? I mean, I could see that that's a good window rolled down while you're driving kind of song.
Oh, definitely. Definitely so, you know. And that was, just for me personally, that was the first Who song like I really like fell in love with. I just love that song. I love the vocals, love the guitar. I just, but yeah, definitely. If you crank that song up and you're driving, you feel like really cool. So yeah. I can't wait to hear it live.
Yeah, I can tell it's spring because yesterday I was walking down the block here in Madison and someone was blasting music. And usually by the end of summer, I'm super annoyed. I just think, can't you turn it down a little? But because we're just hearing this music outside, it felt really good to hear it. So are the songs you gave us all songs and bands that are good to crank and roll down your window?
Yeah, I would think so. There's one that stands out that actually has a Wisconsin connection. So you could probably crank it, and there probably wouldn't be people annoyed because it's not like you're playing like Iggy Azalea, you know, a billionth time. You can play this, and maybe you'll actually be like, some people be like, oh, what is that? That's pretty cool. So I'd recommend Raina, which is a Milwaukee band, sisters that were in a really popular Milwaukee band called Vic and Gab. They've rebooted with the synth pop group, and they've got this really ambitious, like, fun sound. And Spill Your Colors is one of only two tracks they've done so far, but really, is really, you know, really good looking stuff, really good sounding stuff. They were on our Journal Sentinel Wisconsin Bands to Watch list for the year, and you can find out more about them at jsonline.com/bandstowatch. And they're doing their very first concert ever at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee, March 26th. I think this is a band that's really going to go places, so if you make it to that show, you could say, I saw Raina at their very first show.
Well, at Central Time, always ahead of the curve. In this case, thanks to your recommendation, Piet, here's a listen to Spill Your Colors by Raina.
The Milwaukee group Raina right there. And Piet, did you say that they're playing in Milwaukee at the Cactus Club? Did you say they're going on a bigger tour too?
They probably will be soon, but they're still kind of getting their legs a little bit in terms of the live show. But they worked with their management company, is the same company that used to manage Lorde, really kind of helped Lorde get to become a superstar. So this will be the first taste of the Raina show. But Vic and Gab, the sisters from Vic and Gab are in Raina. They're really great live performers. They did tons and tons of shows as Vic and Gab. So I have strong confidence that this show will be really good.
Big taste of the 80s there, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely some 80s kind of, you know, electronic pop sound there.
It seems like that's in right now, doesn't it, Piet, or is it just me? Seems like we're having big 80s nostalgia.
Yeah, it's definitely in. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear more kind of 90s nostalgia. My wife and I were just listening to Meghan Trainor's song today, and it kind of reminds me of like Christina Aguilera, like circa like 2000, 2001. So we might even get some early 2000s nostalgia coming soon, too.
Talking to Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's giving us some inspiring, upbeat springtime music based on bands that are playing in Wisconsin in the coming months. Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Dave on the line in Augusta. Dave, hi.
Hey, My song request is our request. My song title is by Elton John, and I remember back in 75, this song was released on the first day of spring, and we got like 18 inches of snow. And I was so ready for spring, and every time I hear this song, I think of that day.
What's the song?
Philadelphia Freedom.
Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. I don't know if I know that one, but I can see Elton John being really inspiring on a spring day, Piet.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Elton John would be some good spring music. We haven't seen Elton John in Wisconsin in a while. I think he's doing a Vegas residency, unfortunately, but it'd be nice to kind of come back here. But that's hilarious. That's so Wisconsin, right? I mean, the weather's been pretty nice in Milwaukee, but I still, like, back in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, maybe that, like, you know, massive blizzard could still come, like, next week. You just never know.
You've got to keep your guard up because you don't want to be caught, you know,
unawares with the snow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate that. And, Piet, another high-energy group is going to be performing at El Verno College in April. What can you tell us about the Jones Family Singers?
Yeah, Jones Family Singers is a gospel group. They're relatives. I think there's a father in the group, some sisters or daughters. They're playing April 30th at El Verno College. El Verno College has had this really interesting performing arts series called El Verno Presents. They've brought a lot of just a really eclectic, lineup of artists for 56 years. And it's just, you know, there's been a lot of world music. They've done some really interesting curated programs with local musicians. They've just done a lot of very interesting stuff that you can't really hear anywhere. But El Verno College has kind of reprioritized its priorities with its funding. So El Verno Presents is wrapping up. This show with Jones Family Singers is the last El Verno Presents show after 56 years. But at the same time, while that's, kind of a sad note, the Jones Family Singers is a really, really uplifting, you know, kind of funky gospel group. And I can only imagine that show is going to be super spirited. And, you know, no matter what your religious beliefs are, if you hear the Jones Family Singers, I think your heart will just start skipping beats.
Well, here's the Jones Family Singers, the song Down on Me. Upbeat is the right word there, Piet.
Yeah, it's just, I think there'll be a lot of kind of sad people that come in because it's the last show, but at the same time, I can't imagine people leaving sad. I think that's just going to be a really uplifting show.
Nice. It's fun to get a handle on these new discoveries. And here's one that's probably not a new discovery. Mm-hmm. My kids will love this suggestion. Carly Rae Jepsen is on your list. This is the call me maybe person. What's your story there?
Yeah, so she's unlike any other pop artist in a way. I mean, Call Me Maybe kind of was a massive hit in 2012, and she was kind of the song of summer queen that year. And I think a lot of people kind of expected she'd be a one-hit wonder. She had an album that came out that, you know, was okay, but she's really kind of rebooted in a lot of ways. She had an album called Emotion that came out last year that was really critically acclaimed and just really solid pop music. And there was actually a lot of outcry because she got snubbed entirely at the Grammys. At the same time, you know, she's kind of all over the place. She did that. She starred on the Fox Grease special that was in January. She did Cinderella on Broadway. She did the Fuller House theme song. And she's going to be playing at the Pitchfork Music Festival, which usually that's like a bunch of like really hip, trendy artists. And then there's, you know, a pop artist, Carly Rae Jepsen, who does the Fuller House theme song. But, you know, she's the only one that can really kind of pull that off. That album Emotion is really good.
Let's give a listen. This is Carly Rae Jepsen. I really like you. Weird that Pitchfork would feature. I usually think of Pitchfork as too cool for even me to even look at. Well, I want to get to one more of the songs you suggested. You actually picked probably the perfect springtime song. I think of this song as maybe the happiest song ever. I'll give a listen. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Looking Out My Back Door.
Yeah.
You can't can't help but sing along, at least with the bass line, as I did there.
Yeah, some of us helped it.
And John Fogerty, lead singer there, coming to Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's coming May 22nd, I believe, at the Riverside Theater. And, you know, he hasn't done a full show here, I think, like 7 years, something like that, you know, close to 10 years. He did a very, very brief cameo appearance with Kid Rock at the Harley-Davidson 105th a couple years back. But he was, like, on stage for literally 10 minutes. So it was the best part of that show and also extremely disappointing because he was on, he did a couple hits, and he was off really quickly. You know, if he went and got a beer, he would have missed the whole thing. So it's going to be cool that he'll come back, play a lot of songs. I'm hearing he's still doing great live. So really excited to kind of see the full set with Fogerty.
So you gave us a big list here. Anybody not on your list, some runner-ups that you want to mention before we let you go, Piet?
Geez, you know, I think if you go to jsonline.com/music, I have a list of 15 spring concert recommendations. And, you know, there's Earth, Wind & Fire is definitely on there with Chicago. There's going to be a really interesting punk bill supporting WMSC FM in Milwaukee with some really cool punk artists from Milwaukee that are reuniting. There's an electronic act called Made of Oak that's kind of different. Not, you know, it's a little dancey, but definitely a little odd and really interesting. And that also has Milwaukee ties. So, you know, I just encourage folks to kind of check that out and just check out some live music, discover some new stuff. And, you know, it's just really fun to share some stuff with you guys today.
Great. Well, Piet, it's a lot of fun. Thanks so much for bringing the music along.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. You guys take care.
That was music writer Piet Levy talking about some great songs to celebrate spring from artists that are scheduled to visit Milwaukee in the coming months.
Coming up, we'll hear about new tenure changes approved today for the UW system. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.